And I think Paul's presentation was a good introduction to some of what I'll be talking about, because it's mainly the intrinsic motivation that makes this work so well. I chose this topic because the theme of the whole conference is the lifespan, and John Kitt has done such a good job on the whole lifespan, but I can't talk about that in 15 minutes. So I don't know if there's still copies of this chart, which gives you information about what the situation was like before, what it's like now, and the roles that the village health worker and the and CRHP and the community. So this is where John Kitt is. It's east of Pune, east of Mumbai. It's a very small, remote, drought-prone area. What we call the John Kitt model, which is really an approach of community health and development, and I don't have time to go into this much, but I do have extra information, and if you want more information, you can sign, and I'll send you, email you things and whatever. And I think some of you I know are familiar with John Kitt enough, so I won't spend a lot of time talking about it. But the approach, it's very comprehensive. Its principles are equity, integration, and empowerment. It is a primary health care approach according to what the Alma Ata Declaration intended. It started before Alma Ata and actually influenced the Alma Ata Declaration. It's a health and development program. It deals with social determinants of health. It's values-based. It's not just technical knowledge and skills. It's a process. It's not a project or a program or a department, but it's the whole ethos of the program. And therefore, it's sustainable. This is some of the impact data that you can see in the first. It started in 1970. And so 1971 data, and within the first 5 years when they were trying to figure out what they were going to do with the communities to have more impact on the health of the whole community instead of the Western medical model that was very curative-oriented, that was being promoted in the 60s when they were starting work. So you can see that they had a great impact in the first 5 years. Excuse me. But the continuation is because of the empowerment of the communities. It's not the organization directly involved, but it's the work through the village health workers and the community groups that makes it sustainable and has a continued impact. So these are the same statistics and numbers. And so I won't spend a lot of, I won't take time going through this, but just to give you an overview of the different types of things that they do. And now it's mainly a training institute for people from all over the world, from North America, some of you have been there, from Africa, Latin America, Asia, and I have information about some of those programs too. This is the organization chart. So you see the village is at the top, the village health workers in the middle with the community groups surrounding her and working with her. And then there's a mobile health team that does the training of the village health workers and also visits the villages. And then there's a health center for the training center and for clinical referral. So this is the village health worker, and this is a lot of words, and I won't take time to read through them, but she has a variety of roles. She learns, and her main role is to share everything she knows with everybody in the community so that she doesn't set up a little mini practice herself, but she really wants the whole community working together. And so then there are community groups, the women's groups, and they work with her, and they also deal with social determinants of health and income generation and changing the gender discrimination. And they organize these groups around the interest of the women, as with the men's groups too. They're also organized around the interest that they have of coming together, and then that gives them a forum for the education. And they do, you can see here, using participatory rural appraisal, the communities learn how to identify their own problems, do their own analysis, and come up with their own solutions of what they want to do, what are they motivated to do. And that's why it's such a sustainable approach. So now I want to introduce you to Pushpa. I wanted to give you a story of a health worker to cover all the stages. And you can see on this chart that I've broken it up into five stages because I didn't want to get it too specific. But Pushpa is a village health worker. You'll see her in the next picture. She left school at the age of 6 and was completely powerless to resist forced marriage at just 12 years old. It was an abrupt end to her childhood, made to leave her home and her family to join a new household afflicted by tuberculosis, which had already claimed the lives of some of her in-laws. She led a difficult life, having 4 children at a young age, all while working in the fields and managing her home. However, this all changed for Pushpa 18 years ago when she was selected to work as a village health worker by her community. Since then, Pushpa has been the village health worker in her home village of Padali, attending to the health needs of a population of about 1,500 people. In this time, Pushpa has seen her community prosper beyond imagination. Incidences of illness and mortality have been drastically reduced through the health knowledge and voluntary health care services she provides to her community. She has also helped her village to address social and economic barriers to health through community development projects to provide access to clean drinking water, watershed development, tree plantation, toilet construction, and others carried out by community groups under her leadership and coordination. Pushpa, who once refused food from her lower caste companions due to her own prejudices, now works the hardest for them, the poorest people in her village. She teaches them the importance of food hygiene to prevent diseases. The women's group often collects money to help low-income families cover family expenses, like weddings or other emergencies. In addition to her work in the community, Pushpa also took measures to improve her own livelihood. Given that the position of the village health worker is voluntary, she set up her own businesses to support herself. With a 3,000 rupee loan from CRHP, she purchased 9 goats. She also started making jewelry and weaving jute bags to sell. It has been a remarkable journey with many hardships along the way, but one which has made the 42-year-old Pushpa, in her own words, a strong woman, able to stand on her own feet and face any challenges that life throws at her. And the pride that these village health workers have in what they've been able to accomplish with their communities is so inspirational that some of you I know. So now I just want to go quickly through the 5 stages of life, and that's why I gave you that chart, because I'm not going to be, but I just want you to have a visual, whatever. So that one was newborn care, and neonatal mortality is the remaining problem in under 5 child health. They use home remedies and herbal medicines and teach the mothers to do it so that the mothers are the first doctors of the family, and also for prevention. And then child care, the growth monitoring and the community involvement in that is so important. Then they have an adolescent girls program, because in order to help them stay in school, but also they're going to be the future mothers. So if you want to have a healthy pregnancy, you have to, start before they get pregnant. And so this is just some of their pictures. Also adolescent boys, to get the gender equality more instituted in the community. And then prenatal care in the home. She does home visits to do the prenatal care. And Pushpa she herself has delivered 488 deliveries in the home, including 2 sets of twins and 3 breech deliveries, without a single life lost. So we really promote safe home deliveries. And this is Pushpa in the yellow sari. So she's checking pregnant woman. And then income generating projects for the women. So they get out of the house, they have their own money, they make decisions on their money. And with older women now, with the non-communicable diseases, like Paul was saying, and also mental health is another, they've been working on that for about 10 years. Diabetes. Some of you are familiar with this quote by Mukhtabai, with an oil lamp is inexpensive and simple, but unlike the chandeliers, it can transfer its light to another lamp. I am like this lamp, lighting the lamp of better health. Workers like me can light another and another and thus encircle the whole earth. This is health for all. And so the role of the organization is to facilitate this process, to train, to be a role model, give demonstrations, identify external resources when necessary, to support the community health workers and the groups, to demystify medical information so that people can understand it and use it, and then to provide the medical care backup. So in conclusion, female health is promoted by uplifting the status of women, delaying marriage, the age of marriage, delaying first pregnancy, birth spacing and limit number of pregnancies, economic development, decision-making in the family, decision-making about her own body, loved by family, cared for, and educated. Thank you. Did I do okay for one more? Okay.